The Dave Damaschek Football Program. Available on Apple Podcasts and at NFL.com/DDFP. Now here's your host, Dave Damaschek.
Hi and hello and welcome to the Dave Damaschek Football Program, a very special edition. In fact, let's change the name of it. We're in Big D. We're in Cowboy Stadium. We're here with three of my favorites. They are, as I go around the wheel, Kyle Brandt, Kay Adams. That was ungentlemanly, but I was just trying to go around the wheel, sister. Kay Adams, and then Nate Burleson.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Let's get there we go. There we go.
What's up,
check.
You know what? I have a great idea. Yeah. I don't mean to spring this on you guys, but I've been brainstorming about something.
Okay.
I have a new show in mind. I think let's start something. It'll be a revelation to the NFL Network, nay, to all of broadcast television.
All right.
Good night football.
Okay.
It's the four of us, dream team.
Late night show.
It's been discussed.
It's been discussed.
Not so much a new idea, but I love it.
It's a perfectly constructed foursome here. Uh-huh. What else do we need but the four of us, right?
Peter Schrager?
I'm not familiar with that name.
Yeah, we can do R-rated, like Red Shoe Diaries meets football.
I like it.
I might be into that.
Yeah.
It's like the Big Brother Uncensored.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Kyle Brandt
has had
a few jokes that, to use a word that describes it correctly, a little risque, if you will.
Yeah. He works blue, is what
I've
they say
followed
in the
it by saying, we'll save that for GMFB After Dark.
Yes.
And that might be the same type of show we're thinking of here.
Mm-hmm. I see. I like it. Or, you know what? I have another idea. I don't want this to seem vain, but what about Good David Football?
Oh. Yeah, that sucks.
Now that I want to be part of.
All right, listen. The first night as we sit here recording, we are in between rounds one and two. So, of course, at the point you're listening to, perhaps we'll embarrass ourselves because maybe the Cleveland Browns on day two will have an all-time great draft.
Harold Landry.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. We keep hearing about the back issues and everything else. But
right.
let's start there with round one. And as a guy who played for the team named Browns that wears a hat that's orange.
Yeah.
Explain what happened, because I don't want to overreact to it, but that seemed – I mean, if you told me a team has the first and fourth overall picks, and that's the haul is a combustible QB who may work out, and a DB, that's it?
Well, listen, Kyle Brandt, he's been talking about the Browns and how they need to approach the draft, and he said just do it and do it boldly. I don't want you to do anything half-measured because it's a safe selection or because everybody else feels like you need to pick a certain guy. What I do love about the draft, it is the most up-and-down love affair because people will fall in and out of love with players in the blink of an eye. As soon as the season ended, it's like, you know what? We got our quarterback. We think that Darnold's a safe one. And then we start thinking about the college season. You say, well, before Baker Mayfield grabbed his crotch, he was the front runner. Mm. And then all of a sudden we start talking about Rosen and say, well, he kind of reminds us of Aaron Rodgers. Then somebody jumps out from the back and say, wait a minute. What about Lamar Jackson, who won the Heisman a couple years ago? And it changes week to week. And like I said, that love affair, it didn't stop up until the draft. Now, Schrager came on the show and he said, well, you know, I think that Baker Mayfield's going to go number one. And we're like, really?
Mm-hmm.
And people were lighting him up on Twitter. And I remember during the show, I said, where there's smoke, there's fire. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting. I love the pick. I've been
love the pick.
I do. Listen, because here's the thing.
You
I'll say this.
You love the picks or the number one? I love that number four.
I love the picks.
Love Denzel Ward at four over Bradley Chubb.
I do. They addressed it. Their
two
defense,
risky picks over one surefire one.
Yes. And
okay.
But we're all saying surefire. What's surefire?
There's no such thing
in the draft
as
surefire.
But as close as you can get to that is Bradley Chubb.
How is that?
UK because I if you're the Browns, you do not have enough credibility equity.
You can't have a nightmare. You're
to roll the
you
dice.
You can't have a nightmare happen, and you could have two nightmares.
You went Garrett last year. So, like, of course, you would love to match that up. Everybody wants power couples, but what if they're saying, you know what, Garrett is enough to build around him on that defensive line. Let's start building in that secondary. Let's be real. That secondary, that umbrella, that defense gets lit up. So they wanted to address that right out the gate. And let me say this about Baker.
Copycat league. What did the Eagles do? They did it with pass rush.
Can a 5'11 guy cover you out there?
Yeah, it doesn't matter how tall they are.
5'11, number four overall, that's wild.
Yeah, but 5'11 with cleats on, that's like 6 foot. And the average receiver is about 5'11.
Antonio
Brown's
5'10.
But listen, let me ask you this.
And
I pose this question on the show. If Baker Mayfield was 6'3, would there be any question that he would have went number one overall? With his numbers and winning the Heisman?
You know what? To me, it really is. As much as
you're
I
doing
assume,
too much talking, you didn't
I'm
answer
telling
my question.
You something? No, my reaction to him viscerally when I watch him interviewed, when I watch his behavior on the field, he's just not for me. He's not mm-hmm. my guy. Mm-hmm. I love the personality of Josh Rosen.
How are they different?
Yeah, they seem like kind of the similar. What's the difference for you?
All the there's the histrionics, the physical histrionics. He's a frat dude.
Why
out
are
there,
you
like,
frowning up so much?
Because I'm not into it.
I look
Josh
at Shaq like
I don't think he's a frat dude. I think he's completely totally calculated, and I think Baker Mayfield's way more authentic than Josh Rosen. That's what I really
more
think.
Authentic
what,
than yeah. Josh
what I,
Rosen.
The authenticity I like is I like the Cleveland. Did not say, well, we messed this up every year, and we've messed it up for 20 years, so let's just be safe here. Let's just go real safe. There's new people. Dorsey's new. He hasn't made all those picks. He didn't draft Tim Couch. And I also resent this idea that all these mock drafters, all these people I love, they're kind of like matchmakers. They're saying, this is who you should go with. You should go with Sam Darnold. The hell with that. I like that they didn't listen. I like that they just were fearless was the word I keep using.
No,
what did they know? What are those people? Have you looked at their mock drafts and how off they've been?
He orders sushi at the gas station.
Train station.
And the train station at Grand Central.
True
this
story.
Is the kind of personality you're
He's a risk taker.
Yes. I'm all for living, but you go too far with the
get busy living.
Give me the soup and salad. Give me something on the – give me the grilled cheese and tomato soup. Mm. You're taking sushi.
Yeah.
At the you're eating Chinese food at the mall.
But when I'm the only guy eating Spanish mackerel on the train home, I look awesome and I'm enjoying the fish because I took a risk. They drafted the Spanish mackerel, and when it's right, it is lean, it
Talk
is salty.
It.
You can taste the sea in it. That is Baker Mayfield, the Spanish mackerel of the draft.
I like the idea that Kyle Brandt thinks people are looking over at him and saying, "Who's the gentleman eating the fish?"
Nobody's doing that.
They're looking at Patrick Claibon, right? They would rather look at him.
Listen, I'm not denigrating your you're ruggedly handsome as well.
You know? Called me the Scottie Pippen of the network, I think, at one point, something like that,
Did
which
I?
Is a huge compliment. One of the greatest players ever. Yeah, last time we were on it, last
Top
year.
50 of all time.
That's incredible. I'd be happy with B.J. Armstrong. That's incredible. I'll
Swiss
take
Scottie.
You'd be happy
knife.
With Luke Longley.
Yeah, he got rings.
Tony Kukoc.
I'll take Horace
Tony
Grant
is a little
and
weird.
Craig Hodges.
You take Craig Hodges? Craig Hodges, take him too.
I'm trying to think of who the last guy on the bench was. That would be perfect.
Dennis Hopson, Bobby Hansen, Cliff Levingston. We can go
Cliff
all day.
Heavens.
All day.
All
Scott
day.
Williams. Bison Dele, rest in peace.
Have you heard Kyle Brandt's story about getting Michael Jordan's signature?
Oh, I have not.
One
oh,
of the best stories
now?
I've ever heard.
12-year-old me goes to the multiplex in Deerfield, Illinois with my father, waits outside where the cars are.
What a brat.
I got a basketball. I said, I want the autograph.
Nobody's supposed to be there.
No one's supposed to be there. Practice ends. The gates open. Here comes Bill Cartwright in his car. Here comes Horace
You don't
Grant.
Ask. You don't
I don't ask any of them because if I stop for Cliff Levingston and Jordan goes by, I'll never forgive myself.
Did they stop for you? I don't think you wanted it.
Right
no, they knew
it.
You wanted Jordan.
Some of them should have been thirsty. You know what I mean? like Bill Wennington should have been like, need anything,
kinda,
kid?
Yeah, slowing down, half speed.
What hour you want?
No, I'm good.
I
Wennington,
got them all here.
Get out of here. Because after I stand there, play after player, I hear this to my right, and there is a black Ferrari, and it's like, Jumpman 23 on the license plate.
Awesome.
He pulls up, he stops, full tinted window, not street legal, above the law, brings down the window, and I immediately hear Janet Jackson, Rhythm Nation, just blasting out of it. It was so hot at that point. We are
that?
The Rhythm Nation. And he's got so much cologne on, Mike. Mike's not a one-square guy. A lot of them. Mm-hmm. Probably down south, too. But I smelled the second the window, and he goes, you know, you're not supposed to be here. And I'm thinking, this is going to go terribly. I'm going to remember this the rest of my life. It's a horrible moment. I want Mean Joe Green to throw me the jersey, Shaq. Mm-hmm. Sure enough, I said, can you sign the ball? He said, yeah, what's your name? Kyle. Carl? No, Kyle. He signs the ball to Kyle Michael Jordan. Rhythm Nation back up, window up. I got the ball. I have it on my dresser.
You brought
to this
it to
day.
The show.
What
That's
were you
right.
wearing?
I had goosebumps.
I was wearing Umbros, one red pant leg, one black. I was wearing Jordans, and then probably like an Ocean Pacific shirt or one of those hyper colors that you breathe on.
Those Umbros. Yeah, I think
love
in
an
the
Umbro.
Last 30 years, I don't think they've updated the technology or improved
no.
them. The
don't,
most comfortable
don't
shorts
fix
out
what's
there.
Broken. Do you like Dallas?
I've been pleasantly surprised by it. Of course, in around Super Bowl 45 when it snowed, I didn't get to savor the city at all this time. It's good steaks, lovely architecture, so on and so forth. I once was at a Pittsburgh Penguins hockey game. There was Steelers legend Jack Ham. I said, oh, I have to go and get his autograph. I went up to him. I borrowed the old man's pen and a piece of paper, and I went up to Jack Ham and nervously said, would you mind giving me your autograph, Jack Ham? And he said, sure thing. And he went and he went again, and then he went like that, and he said, "I'm sorry, your pen doesn't work," and I walked away.
I've never asked anyone for their autograph.
I know. I think it's
ever.
Weird when
I've never done it. Have you?
Kay Adams, no, getting autographs as a grown-up. Weird
fear rejection.
No?
I've never gotten one. I've never asked for an autograph.
Yeah, so I guess you think it's weird.
Autographs, yeah, endangered species. People want the selfie now. There's not a lot of autographs.
Good point.
Taylor Swift talked about it. She said, "I haven't signed an autograph in years. All anybody wants is a selfie." And it's stupid. An autograph just a scribble on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
I used to have John Elway's on my bulletin board. It could have been anybody's. I could have invented it. It probably was invented. My dad got it for
that's
me.
That's a fun little cottage industry,
yeah,
for you.
Sure.
All right. I want to talk about let's quickly, before we move on to a couple other things here, let's go around because I've gotten them from everybody.
Yeah.
The names are now registered for they've been etched into the scrolls of pro football lore now. First round picks. Give me your win play show. I'll start with you, Nate Burleson. 5 years from now, how will we regard the QBs? Give me the number one best, two, three.
Oh, 5 years from now, I'm going to go with Baker Mayfield.
I can't believe
Josh
it.
Rosen, Lamar Jackson, Sam Darnold, and Josh Allen.
Wow, Sam, yeah, Darnold. I don't think anybody has him out of their top three. Kay Adams.
Baker Mayfield, and I don't care how the rest shakes out.
What is it with what's the fixation with Baker Mayfield?
He's got bravado. He's the most accurate quarterback, and he's one knock on him is height.
Rose, yeah, but you talk about has swag or self-confidence. That's what I want. Right. You don't want me to be being your QB. You want
football.
Josh Rosen, like, I'm the best, and those, yeah, other teams made a mistake not
that's
taking
Baker.
Him.
Pro Football Hall of Fame and talking, Rosen's first ballot.
Oh, yes.
Gold jacket.
Oh, first ballot. We've been trying to tell Rosen to stop talking for weeks. All he does is talk. He can't stop talking, mm-hmm, Shaq. Now that he's drafted, mm-hmm, keep on talking. We got to do a morning show. Keep talking. And I will also put him as my number one. I'm going to put Josh Rosen as the number one
I'm
to
with
win.
You.
Just, I don't know, something about it. He's still in Pac-12 country. He sits there for a while. He's got a great running back. He plays indoors.
Yeah.
I like him. He passes really well. I'm going to say Sam Darnold as the place. It's just isn't that just perfect for him to finish second, not first, not third? It's kind of right in the middle. I think he'll have a good career,
yeah,
but I don't know if he's winning Super Bowls. And then third, I will put Lamar Jackson only because I think he's going to get injured. I know that's really morbid to say, but he runs a lot. He's not built like Dak Prescott. He doesn't have those giant legs. It'll probably be Lamar Jackson.
You know it's going to be whoever the Patriots take in the next couple of days here.
Sure, you're right.
Luke Falk.
You're right.
John O'Korn.
Yeah, there's still
point.
Some good ones That'll out
end
there.
Up Mason,
yeah,
Rudolph. He'll, yeah, end up being LaLetta. There you, yeah, go. Kyle
Can I
Lola.
Tell you who won this little win play show? Kyle Brandt.
Why?
Because it matched Dave Damashek's win play show.
We had the
show.
Same one?
Exactly. Exactly.
Really? It is his show.
I do that's think, right. And by the way, that's fascinating. I think there's something about Josh Rosen that if you read his words, uh-huh, that they play as arrogant and gross and sort of out of touch with who he is. But when you hear him say it, he seems so earnest, mm-hmm, in what he's saying. And I feel after talking to him a couple times, he feels like a guy who's super easy to root for, not root against.
Rosen?
And yet, I feel like the pushback is, silver spoon kid, he's going to get his,
yeah,
comeuppance.
See, the rich stuff doesn't bother me. The stuff that bothers me is when he sits down and he says, my coach better bring it every day like I do. I expect this out of my coach, and I better go somewhere where I have the best fit. And they like he's so, where's my why? He needs to be reinforced. He's not going to show up and work. So I would rather be in a locker room as a player with a guy like Baker Mayfield who's like, let's go out there and ball out and win a game instead of a Rosen who I feel like is going to want to talk about everything every step of the way.
I think they're similar.
Every day.
I think they're similar. I don't see that big of a difference. Now, the one thing I do hear in Baker Mayfield when he speaks is that he's convincing himself while he's trying to convince the world.
Hmm.
But that's his journey, though. He's had to do that since he's become a highlighted quarterback in high school and college. And then when Rosen talks, there's something very Aaron Rodgers about him. Like, I played against Aaron Rodgers.
I can't remember a better pro comp.
Well, let's. We had Aaron Rodgers on the show, but I played against him. And Aaron Rodgers, when he talks, he has this, I don't give a bleep what, mm-hmm, you think about me. And he just talks. It's
prickly, man.
It's very past. Yes, it's prickly. It's past earnest. It's more just like, I'm so confident in these words that are coming out of my mouth, I don't even have to change the tone of my voice.
You know who's the other side of that same coin?
He doesn't talk a lot, yeah, whereas Rosen talks a lot. Like, Rodgers doesn't do that. Rodgers doesn't stand there and give 3-minute answers and have to justify things and go on and on. Rodgers, yeah, says, I'm going to run the table.
Yeah,
and
that's a good
table.
Point. And
they're not as alike.
The other side of that, he's like Aaron Rodgers coin, is Jay Cutler. He's that is also they
prickly.
Sort of exhibit that same sort of.
Shaq, did you get a chance to watch the Behind Baker docuseries?
I didn't.
Okay, you got to see it because it's a real litmus test for how you feel about him. It straddles the line between reality and satire. Like, it could very easily be Will Arnett doing a skit about a quarterback who's getting drafted.
I know what you're right.
He's sitting
it.
There packing his bag, and he knows that he's just like, well, I got my Adidas stuff and my Nike stuff, and they got to give me a call. It's like he's so packaged, and I understand that because he had something to prove. He did. Like, everyone was saying, you're a jackass, you're a tool, you're a douchebag. All that stuff was said about him. And I've said it for months.
Yes.
He went on a campaign like a politician. The docuseries, the speeches. He ran a hell of a campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump ran a ridiculous campaign and got the White House. Baker Mayfield's got the number one pick. It's the White House of the draft.
Yep.
And a year ago, you'd have been an idiot if you even said he's going in the first round.
Yep.
Why are you yelling?
I'm energized. You know me, Kay.
I like him.
Tears. I yell.
He's got passion.
I also think
for
it might
a
be a bit of a volume issue. I can't hear myself that well.
It's really funny.
I feel like I'm on a plane a little bit. Anyway, Baker freaking Mayfield. Sorry.
All right.
No,
you know
I like
what?
It.
Let's bury all these
4-hour live show, and he's still like this. This
we're
is
gonna
Kyle
put,
Brandt.
We're
going
to gather these up. We're going to put them into the time capsule, and we'll dig it up in five years and see who's right. And I'm pretty sure that that Baker Mayfield. I don't know why. He just rubs
Shaq,
it in the room. I like a chip on the shoulder. Michael Jordan, Tom Brady,
yes.
They all know how to impose a chip that isn't there. But Baker Mayfield's is real.
Let me ask you this.
Something, his reaction to it, I don't
okay.
care
no.
for.
Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. Has any of these guys rubbed you the wrong way at some point in their career?
Not especially, no.
Really?
Not in this way.
Not
he just seems
way.
Like
okay.
a frat bro.
Did you like
exactly
Manziel?
I thought he was interesting. I thought he was a fun choice to Cleveland. But now, given the added information of Johnny Football, again, I don't care if John Dorsey is just the caretaker of the Browns logo. It's the same thing as ordering Pizza Hut. The guy who delivers the pizza to you is responsible for the brand that he's representing. Like, John Dorsey can't be like, hey, ho, ho, you can't put can't put those other ones on me. No, no. Yes, we can.
But they've changed
and
the
will.
Crust, though, now, Shaq. It's a spicy crust.
Yeah,
let me
leave cheese
you on
in
the
crust
this
now.
Is so hard. Talk to me in opinions on how you feel about Sam Darnold, because it's hard to do for me. And you're there in L.A. with Sam Darnold. Do you have some opinions on Sam Darnold? Because no one seems to.
You got
to
take.
The bummer for me is that Josh Rosen didn't go to the Jets. I mean, or that Rosen and Darnold in some combo didn't wind up in Giants and
okay.
Jets.
As a member of the media, yeah.
But Chuck, how do you feel about Darnold?
Yeah, right. It's the narrative of them moving
of course
from L.A. to
how
NYC.
How do you feel about Sam Darnold? No one can do it. I can't do it.
I like him. The thing that is intriguing about him to me is,
okay,
Nate, is that every guy – I don't – you know, ever since – you mentioned Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since Michael Jordan was in about his third year, every single season, this guy's the next Michael Jordan. Harold Miner
Baby
and beyond.
Jordan.
Yep.
Everybody's going to be the next
Grant
Michael
Hill.
Jordan. Ben Roethlisberger isn't the gold standard of quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, since his second season, everybody – that is the comp. You
right
hear
that's
the
true
Aaron Rodgers one. Right. You hear the – you never hear anybody compared to – oh, he's like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You never
right
hear that. Mm-hmm. But you hear every year at least one kid, Jameis Winston,
right,
Cam Newton, Blake Bortles,
right,
Sam Darnold. And this is the latest one. And he does remind me of Ben Roethlisberger quite
a bit.
Great. With the physical running, it's not like he's a speed burner, but
right
guys bounce off of him. He's big enough to make that happen. You know, he's got that kind of moxie. But I liked his sly wit that he exhibited.
Thank you.
Tell
so if you
this
listen to
tell
interviews with him, he has a whip
yeah
smart, very dry sense of humor. I think you'd appreciate
yeah
it
yes,
if
he
you give
follows
him a chance.
He, fo- okay,
he
follows.
Stop being so
he
judgy.
I'm going to.
He follows you when you're being
yes
sarcastic. He picks up
and
on
and he's
that
self-deprecating
okay
in a great way.
You
I
know
really
who has
enjoyed
that a little bit. We had him on the show yesterday. Carson Palmer can be very dry and sarcastic
yes
in interviews. I don't certainly when he was a player a little younger. Maybe he's a family man now, less so. But I always found it kind of appealing because you
yeah
feel like he's kind of going monotone.
We sat down with him yesterday, mm-hmm, and that's what I said. What a revelation.
Yeah.
Carson Palmer, funny fella.
Maybe that's
all right, one. Let's do this now, Kay. I'm going to start with you. These fancy 32 teams think they're so great picking people, deciding you're moving to our town and
who
playing
they think
by
they
our
are
rules, so on and so forth, whether you like it or not, kid. Let's turn it on them now. Let's draft NFL teams. The entire experience,
okay,
as a matter of fact.
What do you mean?
The city?
Think about the whole thing. What do you want? The life of the city? You know, like L.A. makes sense if you like the beach.
All right.
And all that goes into it. Draft a team, 2018. This is the team you go to and choose your position as well.
With the number one overall pick.
I know what she's picking.
Whisper it to him, and I want to see if I know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
I will pick the city and all the good that comes with it of the San Francisco
49ers. Ah!
Did you get that right?
Of course I did.
How did you
right
get that?
Because I know. I work with you every day.
We should have done like a newlywed show kind of.
Hold it up, right?
Like me and my homie Jimmy G from
that's
the
what
Patriots.
You wanna why, you want to be a QB?
No. What do you mean? I'm taking the whole city, the team. The,
yeah, but what,
you're,
what
saying,
are you going to
do? You're a player.
I mean, tell
you're
him
picking.
My real – one of my reasons is definitely the GM.
Oh, John Lynch, Captain America. Who doesn't have a crush on John Lynch? I do.
Big John Lynch fan.
They're the sexiest team from top to bottom.
Kyle Shanahan, yeah. He doesn't wear socks with his shoes. Why wouldn't I love to go there? It's the best city.
Wait, go back there?
He doesn't wear socks with his shoes.
And you think
I love that. It's a huge plus for me. It's very important to me as in my draft process. It's my process. Don't judge it. Just accept it for what it is.
Where do you come down on being on an airplane? When near somebody who takes his shoes and socks off.
Death by firing squad.
Oh, okay.
Del Griffith?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It happened to me times two.
Wait, the socks too, Dave?
The city is very people. Important. They're young. They've got a great – I love a rivalry and drama, and I get to go against little McVay and whoever
good
he thinks – what he thinks he's doing. Best vibe in the country
nice
is San Francisco.
Nice uniform. Consider
young
the
team.
Uniform you're
and,
wearing.
And history. They're in this lull right now. They're about to bounce back in a big way. This isn't the San Francisco 49ers that we love. I want starter jacket Niners back.
Very strong choice, Adams. Brand,
that's a great
you're
choice.
On the
Nate,
clock.
Nate, you're on the clock. Go ahead.
All right, I'll go. I'm going to stay in NFC West, and I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals.
Ooh, the desert.
One, because I've lived there, so the cost of living, the conveniency,
nobody loves Arizona.
No congestion.
Like he does.
And then I would want to go as a quarterback. So there's something about Rosen and the situation he's in. But what I do appreciate about this offense, Larry Fitzgerald is a legend. He's aging, but he's still dominant. They're getting David Johnson back. And as much as we talk about all these running backs and we're excited about Todd Gurley's and the Gordons and the Elliott's and the Fournettes, David Johnson is a freak, and we forget because it's fast food football. Information, it sits in us, and then it leaves so quickly like bad food. And I feel like when David Johnson had us, mm-hmm. he had us so captivated. But then when he is injured, like we just dismissed the fact
it
that
really
he was
but
catching
then again,
footballs and running in between tackles. He was doing it all.
Isn't it funny, out. Though? It is funny how quickly things move week to week. It really is. About half of Football America has forgotten the Minnesota Vikings get Dalvin Cook back.
Right. You're right.
The revelation he was, yeah. And then he got hurt. Oh, their season's over. Then they keep on going, and you yep. forget he was even there and yep. how dynamite he was yeah. on his way to Rookie of the Year. All right, my roots take me to the banks of the Three Rivers. I fear that might be too much pressure for me. You know,
I don't
throw me
much.
In there yeah. with the weight of the world.
You're too close to it, Sheck.
I'm not. It wouldn't be for me. You know, I'm not okay. cut that way to yeah. rise to the occasion. I'd crumble. Instead, give me Los Angeles. I'll be the
weird.
I'd like. Why is that weird?
Because you're already there.
Yeah, you don't have to move. That's huge.
Which
team in LA?
Are we going to go?
Moving is the worst.
But you're talking about the perspective of a young kid coming out of college.
No, I'm talking about Dave Damashek
oh,
and what I would be
weird.
Doing.
That is weird.
Why is it weird to be
because you're already there. She said it.
Because mm-hmm. I don't have wanderlust to move to a city that isn't as good as LA.
Yeah. Isn't wanderlust have an umlaut? That's a great word, wanderlust.
Why don't you like bubble wrap? Everybody loves bubble wrap and packing.
I mean, it
you
would
hate
be cool.
bubble wrap.
Again, here's the thing. I do hate moving. It is, but I would not want, like, Chicago. I lived in Chicago. Love it. It would be great. But, again, there'd be a lot of pressure on you. In L.A., it feels a little breezier. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, the Rams were so good in 2017. They might go to the Super Bowl. Oh, they got whipped? All
who
right.
Who cares?
Well, all right, that's it.
They went 2-14, whatever. Who that's the Dodgers right. got tonight? All right, so my selection, I always try to one-up Nate. And Nate talked about the quality of desert living.
Yeah.
And I love an outdoor shower. I love an infinity pool. So my desert living is going to come in a couple of years because I'm going to join the Oakland Raiders.
Raiders.
We're going to become the Las Vegas Raiders. Yeah. Uniforms.
Well done.
Unbelievable.
Best uniforms.
Some of my favorite players as a child. Owners that will do crazy things like a $100 million coach, whatever. No expense spared. And then I'm going to go way off the strip, live in the desert on a golf
okay,
course.
Okay, then I'm okay. Oh, nice.
Way off the strip, Kay.
Because you're
way
really
off.
I get an itch of 24 hours in Vegas. I buy.
No. Yeah, not a chance. That's why I don't want the draft to be in Vegas. And they talk about that. The draft is a 3 or 4 night thing. At 2 nights in, you're getting the shakes and dry heaving. I don't want to be there that long. But I would like to join the Las Vegas Raiders
like
by
nice.
Way of Oakland.
Well done.
I might have picked Nashville now that I think
about it. You know what? go second round real quick. You're going Nashville because I aired with my first pick.
I love
this
team. They have an amazing fan base, and it's my second favorite
team. And you like the uniforms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, second round. That's a great pick.
As long as Delanie Walker's still around.
That's your boy.
That's my guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Second round, I'm not being a homer, but I say the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
Just because you put that star on your helmet, like you're a star in real life. Even so much America's more team. So than the L.A. Rams. Like you would think Hollywood, those guys are stars. The second string, third string wide receiver or DB automatically just gets a bump in his social media presence and the brand recognition. I would say the Dallas Cowboys.
It does. Even the, you know, kids, when you talk to a 22-year-old guy, you can feel that there is a difference, that it does break through. If you're on the Packers, the Cowboys, the Steelers, that they do sense the difference.
Listen,
of that.
What do you think about that as a 21-year-old, though? Because now I know your brand. You're aware. You know what the business side is. As a 21-year-old, if you could go to the Miami Dolphins and be on South Beach all the time, which was an option for you at one point, or the Cowboys, where'd you go?
Yeah, I was never biased to Miami, but yeah, 21-year-olds, I don't think there's a difference between the Dallas Cowboys and even Jacksonville Jaguars anymore, because if you're a monster of a talent, social media is going to be something you're going to create on your own. But I will say this, though. We were at Jerry Jones' Hall of Fame bash, and the players were walking around like it was their party. Mm-hmm. And guys that we didn't even recognize. We didn't even know we were on a team. I was like, who are you? Are you a practice squad? And they're walking around with their chest out just like, I'm like, are you guys celebrating or is this Jerry Jones thing? Mm. And that's the life of a Dallas Cowboy. As soon as you get that star, you're a star.
And it wasn't just Dak and Zeke. I'm looking over and Cole Beasley is high-fiving Justin Timberlake.
He's
right. A nice life.
Crowd surfing up to Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening?
It's interesting because Bradley Chubb, he was excited. He's going to the Broncos. Yeah. Cool pairing with Von Miller. Bright future probably, but you don't get the same sense that you get from Leighton Vander Esch. So I grew up watching I can't believe I'm on the Cowboys,
right.
And it seems sincere. Kyle made me think of the team I should have taken first overall for lifestyle, New Orleans.
Good. You up for that lifestyle?
Yes, I am. And by the way, pro tip, instead of doing the thing that all the frat dudes, forget Vegas.
Sure.
Adams is right. It's over in Vegas. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Hockey's there now, pro football. But if you want to have a good weekend, go to New Orleans.
I love New
Orleans. The food. I've always dreamt of moving there for one summer in the sweltering heat.
Yeah.
It smells.
You know?
It's going to smell. There's a smell on Bourbon Street
but
when
like,
it starts cooking.
I would just like the whole time there, I'd just be like Stanley Kowalski out in a white undershirt, shooting pool, getting loaded, getting into fights. You know? That'd be a fun summer.
Like Gambit from X-Men?
Okay. Yeah. Cajun. Like exactly that. Right. All right, so my second round pick. Have you ever had a Gruyere fondue? I've had it before. It changed my life. I will go where it originates, as far as I know. I'm going to Wisconsin. I'm going to Green Bay.
Gruyere's from Wisconsin, or is it?
Well,
from
they got
France?
Every kind of cheese.
Okay.
Who knows? I'm sure they got some kind of Gruyere.
That's don't all question. Gruyere
doesn't
be an authority.
Gruyere doesn't really sound Wisconsin.
Who's looking it up?
String
within the sound
cheese
of our
sounds
voice.
Kind of Wisconsin.
You ever had a sharp cheddar fondue? That's what I would do. I don't know. Listen, I grew up going in Wisconsin in the summers. I almost consider it like my second state. Plus, if Rodgers is still there, I think he's the best player in the league. Not the best quarterback, the best player.
So you're moving to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
That's right. What am I doing, Kay?
You're going to go to Appleton.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not even going to go to Appleton.
The Stone
I'm just
Creek
stay in my
Lodge.
Living room. Yeah. I'm just going to stay in my living room. I don't go out that much anymore. So
aisle 9 at Piggly Wiggly.
Oh, aisle 1, aisle 2, all of them.
Your affection for Rogers. You should be the center then, you know? You'll like
Because then
that.
He could feel
then
my undercarriage.
You know where I'm going with. Yeah. You know where
I got
where
the
I'm
joke
headed.
There, yes.
This is not Good Morning Football After
Real
Dark.
Real quick, Gruyere originated in Switzerland.
I thought you were going to say Sheboygan.
You were pretty.
Damn it.
That sounds like it's Sheboygan in Switzerland.
I think she said Sheboygan. I can't hear, that's why I'm talking so loud.
Right.
Thank you, Emma.
All right, let's play a game. Producer Erica Tamposi decided that this would be fun for us to do. And what's it called again, Erica? It's called Whisper Challenge. This is sort of like how well do you know the people you work with? Maybe you can read their lips. That's something you're going to have to try to do here.
Okay.
How do we do it again? Let's start. Let's let the Good David Football gang all get a shot at this. Let's start it off with Kyle.
All right, tell me what to do.
What are
Good
we doing?
Good David
here?
Football. What are we doing?
How do you play it?
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right, so take your headphones off.
Okay.
Kyle.
Kyle's going to put on some sound blocking earphones.
Yep. And put your microphone up to your mouth so we can hear your
guesses.
Okay,
so they're off, but you can still hear my mic.
Okay. Yes. So then you're going to put these on.
This is the Ricky Lake, right? Okay, here we go.
Ricky Lake.
Go, Ricky.
Isolation booth.
So here we go.
I think this will work.
Let's
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
All right, so we got
some
music going.
What is your tune going, by the way?
Yeah, I need to know what the music
is. I can't hear us.
What's the music, Erica?
Okay, I'm loving the song I'm hearing.
What is it?
What you want me to do with
it? We can't hear
you. Let's start with...
I know, what's the music?
It's Dance With Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Okay. Okay. Oh,
I want to dance with somebody.
I want to dance with somebody.
All right, so
Point at who you want to be your describer. So he can hear us? Or is he free to hear up?
No, he can't hear. He can't
hear. He just answered me.
Well, he can. He's reading your lips.
Am I looking at what this is?
Can I not say who I'm listening to?
You can't listen? You can't hear me right now?
I can't hear you.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm listening to Whitney Houston right now.
Kay Adams, here it is. The Whisper Challenge, the Draft Edition. These are figures and phrases that you hear around the draft.
Vita Vea. Vita Vea. He's very flashy. Voluptuous. Who's very voluptuous? Vita Vea. I guess so, yeah.
So are we doing like charades, like gestures?
I think Adam's got a little loose with the rules.
Okay, so it's
myself.
More charades edition.
Voluptuous.
It's definitely not. It's just all lips.
All right. I'm sorry.
Adam's is up next.
I'm sorry.
Put on the headset. No, you got to kill.
No body movement.
Down. And then give me those.
Just all whispers. Okay, I got you.
How
good is this?
Give me that, Whitney.
Yeah. Okay, so now that I know what the hell's going on, I'm looking up in case going, Vita Vea voluptuous.
I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow.
All right, go.
All right, wait. Who's up?
I pick.
Oh, okay.
All right, here, Nate, you go. All right.
If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'm not Pete Traeger's. I don't know. This to
ridiculous.
Be fair, is not a draft.
I thought this was
just random. Yeah, do a different one.
No, get that.
Annotated bibliography.
That's great. I actually like that, annotated bibliography. Go on.
All right. Okay, all right.
Ready?
Security? Jair. Alexander. He's beautiful. He has beautiful eyes. Jair Alexander has beautiful eyes.
You guys are too good at this. You're not supposed to get these right.
Do you want to know what this is? This is working together for 3 hours a day, 15 hours live a week in all
and hours. And probably when you realize the camera's not on you, you can whisper to the person next to you, and so you've gotten good at reading
lips. One of Kyle and I's favorite inside jokes is the fact that he never knows what I'm saying to him for 3 hours. And he'll look at me, and for the first, year of our relationship, he would look at me and be like,
I'd pretend that I heard her.
Yeah, like you said you do that with Brooke.
No, all the time. Like, my wife would be like, honey, where do you want to go for dinner? And I'll be like, sure. Just the vacant answer. I'd get busted by her.
He
but
would
now,
do that for me. Now he's just like, even today, he's like, I can't hear you.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Shut
I didn't hear what you said. Yeah. Nah, right. No idea.
That's a dangerous game to play. You can be like, yeah, I got you. And then, but the dangerous question back is, so?
I know.
Yeah.
You're right. I did it the other day. My wife asked me what I'm doing and what I'm doing. I go, totally. And I got so busted.
I would punch you. All right,
totally. All right, so, Nate, you ready? You guys want to see it? Here.
I want to see it.
Okay, here you go.
Okay.
All right, Nate, you
ready? This
is
definitely a phrase I heard last
time. Here you go. Ready?
I don't like this. Is not.
Wait.
No, it's not charades.
It's not charades.
Oh.
What game are you playing,
it's
man?
Literally just mouthing.
All right, we're used to playing charades. Okay.
40.
Nope.
Four net.
Oh, I think you have to say the whole phrase. Go. Do the whole thing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you where we do.
Right,
he can kind of hear you.
Fort Levingston? Fort 11?
Man, are you high? Why are your eyes half open? I've never seen that look in your life.
Is it an F? Are you starting?
Yeah.
With okay, F. Okay.
What should I do, second?
Say the second word. All maybe right, that'll help him. Say the whole phrase.
Travel.
Right, here we go.
This is a look into my life, Damashek, right here. It's a live look into the life of me.
Forklift driver. Okay.
What did I say?
Forklift driver.
Yeah!
All right, let's do one more. Well, let Kay do it here.
It was in between songs.
Ah, I knew you were going to say that. I knew that was true. Damashek, you got to do one.
All right. No, I got one for you, Kay. Ready?
Okay, I got it. I'm in. No, you do it. I want you to do it.
All right. Okay, so you're going to do the drafting?
Yes.
All right. Did you actually get Vita Vea's voluptuous?
Yeah.
You didn't hear him say that?
No. Who man said Mayock?
That was funny.
Oh.
What do you got?
Let's find a real good one.
I will survive.
Oh, I take it. Gloria.
This is really hard. Are you ready?
Okay. That's tough.
Ready?
Go.
Wait, are you
I'm
ready?
Surviving over here. Yeah. I'm ready. Okay.
Move it.
Really rich.
Okay.
Quick twitch. Ball.
Quick twitch.
Yes.
Ball skills.
Quick twitch ball skills.
Yeah!
All right. Well done.
See? That game's fun.
I could be on Good David Football. We could do a remote together.
That was great. Well done.
Nate's still at Fort Levinson trying to get forklift driver.
All right, listen. You guys
11?
You guys are the tops for doing
gosh.
Nate, I don't know. So who do you put that on? What? It's like a receiver or a quarterback.
I put the ball where it needed to be. Jaw was going to break if I said it anymore clearly.
I dropped the ball.
All right, Gretzky.
I dropped the ball.
You know what?
That was funny.
You know who wins that? Nate Burleson, because he took the bullet. You're a bad teammate. I put the ball where it needed to be.
I hung him out to dry.
This guy's over
Chuck
RG3
Cecil
in it.
Just ear-holed this guy. Sorry,
who's
Nate.
Who's more likely to say that, Josh Rosen or Baker Mayfield come November? Hey, I put the ball where it was supposed to be. They dropped it all
day. Nine teams made a big mistake.
Darnold.
Right.
You guys are so nice to, after doing a whole 4-hour show, waking up early to come over here.
Here's what I don't get. Why don't you come see us at the show? Like, what's
listen, good point. You always say this. You say this. It's
Am
nice
I wrong?
Of you.
No.
It's one of those invites that's not a real invite. Okay.
I'm going to say you're wrong.
You do what that thing. Is? You do that
I
thing
think,
like.
I think you're
it's
that
It's one
friend.
Thing like, hey, stop by my house anytime. People don't even do that, let alone. What?
Hey, let's catch
I live
up and
in
get
Los
lunch
Angeles.
Sometime.
Why are you coming into Good Morning Football? Like. I should book fare to New York City, walk into the studio at 5:58 a.m. and be like, hey, well, you said.
Just hop
what?
On the golf cart with MVP and roll on over there. We were there for 4 hours today and yesterday. How did you not come
it's
see
true.
Us by the set? You're like
true.
That.
Again.
You're like that friend everybody
true,
has
man. That's
that
some
needs
bullshit,
to be extra
man.
Coddle, and you have to text them, and you have to invite them and make sure
yes.
that. Do you really want me to come to your party? Yes, come to the party.
I definitely,
show up.
I definitely
up.
Like being
Suck
invited. I definitely want the invite so that I can say no. That definitely is
well,
my way.
You
my
go
life.
On Instagram when you're in a different city and you post pictures, and that friend who lives in that city sees those pictures and like, you were here? Why didn't you call me?
Yeah. I've literally not posted stuff because of that.
You have to. Yeah. You got to hide. You camouflage.
Yeah.
We do the same thing.
Yeah, it's putting a crimp in my fun.
Well, you do have an open invite, you clown.
You do.
Get
you
your
all right. All right.
I don't want to hear that shit, man.
You don't know when I'm going to show up, but just one day. I don't know. Sometime this summer.
That.
Look at this.
When we do the Whisper
Ross
game
Tucker
again.
Ross Tucker just showed up.
It's the Potbelly Jew. Who let? I mean, how am I going to get through the layers of security that you surely have?
I didn't say that. We're moving to Times Square.
Before you go, you mentioned Ross Tucker. I really did have the idea about a week or so ago. I thought, if we're going to be sitting down with you guys, we should have Ross Tucker show up and get together with his college pal, Brent.
Right.
And then I flip on Good Morning Football, and there's my man, Ross Tucker.
I stole
with you.
It.
So that was great, but Ross Tucker does do – I mean, you do a great Ross Tucker.
Yes.
I want to go around the wheel.
Yes.
Do you guys do a good impression?
I don't.
Of anybody?
No.
Not absolutely. Of Ross Tucker.
Absolutely not. I have no good impression.
Let's hear your Ross Tucker.
Actually, that's kind of close.
That was actually pretty
it's
good.
It's like, it was actually pretty good, and I can chug a beer faster than anybody, and like Kyle was like such a savage at Princeton.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Of Ross Tucker?
Yeah. No, of anybody.
Or if you can do a different one, go ahead.
I don't really.
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss.
Oh, yeah, Randy. But that's like.
Please do
that's
Randy
the
Moss.
Same my old Western.
Like, all right, let's hear it.
Randy, he came up to me and was like, hey, the reason I didn't want you guys to know where I live, because I don't like knowing where I live. And he truly said that. Like, we all went to his house
good.
As wide receivers, had us all picked up in a bus, and they took, like, three different routes to get to his crib. I was like, bro, like, we're not the government. He's like, I just don't like people knowing where I live.
I do a good Damashek, do you? Can we
no,
do a Damashek?
No. No, what do you mean?
You got a little George Bush in you.
A lot of George Bush.
Won't get fooled again.
What's the poop, meow?
What's the poop always gets
what's
me?
What's the poop?
Hey, KP, what's the poop? Yeah. Should we call it the Good Damashek football program?
I'm
That's
Dave
it.
Damashek.
That's it.
Go ahead, Emma VP. I know you want to show off.
Hello?
All right.
All right.
Hello.
I say, I. You know what? With all
thanks
due respect
for coming
to everybody,
out, guys.
I'm going to give
Emma's
this.
The real MVP Hell yes, in this is. Situation.
Emma MVP.
It's a little too much already. You know what? I've had it with all everybody who comes to, Emma VP, she's the real star of the show.
She's very likable.
The bomb.
Thank you,
whatever.
Guys. It's yeah. so nice.
Likeability.
Whatever. I will give the award here for the best impression to Kay Adams. That was okay. a pretty good Ross Tucker.
Thank
that
you.
Was
awesome. I didn't even. I'm still working it out. I usually don't like sharing it until I figure it out completely, yeah. but I feel yeah. like I'm workshopping.
Kyle.
No, you know what you do Ross impression. Does? Ross will call into radio shows, and like he's big on saying the host's name because it says it makes a connection. He goes on Dan Patrick and says, Dan, every other sense. And you know the thing about that is, Dan, if you're going to draft a guy, Dan, in the top of the first round, you have to look in the community, Dan, the locker room, Dan, and also on the field, Dan. It's like that. Dan. And I love him for it. He says Dan a lot.
Oh, what he does a little bit more than that is plug his podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I admire that.
Ball cannon all day with the ball cannon from that guy. Oh, my gosh.
On that note, check out the Dave Damashek podcast.
Yeah.
Well, no, we may just rebrand because the pilot has been committed to history, and perhaps, you know, as soon as early next week, we shall begin the Good David football
show. Nice.
Something like it.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, listen, thank you very much, Kyle Brandt.
Of course.
Kay Adams.
Thank
Nate
you.
Nate Burleson, three of the best around. By the way, I don't think I ever told you this, Nate. I know Brandt knows this. We just impromptu about a year ago, we're sitting around the newsroom in L.A., and one of the producers said, hey, let's have a talent draft. And I said, let's not do that because that's not going to go well. They're going to be hurt feelings yeah. all around. And nevertheless, they said, go ahead, let's do it. Dave, you start. And my first overall pick was who? Out of all the NFL media gang.
Matt Money Smith.
Two good guesses. Yeah.
You guys are
They'd
such
be high
jerks.
Up there. It was Kay Adams.
Kay Adams.
That's right. The I straw actually that stirs the drink.
You didn't even,
tap me up.
You didn't even think. I wasn't even a thought in that.
I did.
I was thinking LA people.
You need to take a nap.
I that's right. I forgot the punchline that he did draft you. Number you were.
I love how shocked you are.
No, not shocked. I'm just
shock horror all around.
All right, we'll talk about this more when I show up impromptu somewhere between May and August.
We're expecting you. All right. Don't disappoint us.
I mean, I'm not some chump. Oh I'm not God. Naive. I understand when an invite isn't a real invite.
What's on the Dave Damashek rider?
Hey.
Yeah, what's no, we'll that's a great question.
Hey, security guard. Well, you know who Kay Adams is?
Tase him.
She says that I'm allowed to be here anytime.
What's on the rider?
What's on the Dave Damashek rider? We need to know when you come
know.
In. What do you want in your dressing
apples.
Room?
Apples.
Ooh, I want, you know what?
Those the apples fruit, you like.
The Shecky Award for Fruit of the Year. Went to the Honey Crisp.
Yes.
Sure. Oh, some controversy great. There.
I'm a Fuji guy.
Can I tell you something? I've discovered something lately.
Uh-huh.
People now give me apples to try. They say, oh, you have to try this one. Okay.
Is it that pear apple hybrid?
Somebody handed me an Envy apple. Oh,
I've never heard of it.
It's like a piece of candy.
Oh, can you get it at Ralph's?
Yeah, I think you can. Well, I don't know what happens in New York City, but right. yeah, in LA, yeah.
You can get them.
Yeah, Envy apples.
What color are they?
They're red. Yeah, they're red with that little bit of, you
say
know,
like
the Shaka gold.
Sounds like kind of like a naughty right. apple, the Envy. You know, I like that.
The only one that, the
I'll
only one that
the
they're
Jolly
not put
Rancher
before.
Apple.
I'll yeah. eat most apples. Just don't,
that's
don't
the one
give
eBay,
me that
huh?
green jive.
Oh, yeah, I know Granny that. Smith. I don't know what the hell she
what
was
What kind
making.
Of self-esteem issues do you have if you eat a green apple? Yeah, well, this one's not done.
Hello.
This one's not done. Like, all right, I'll just.
It's not done.
It's not done yet. They
right.
they took it
tart.
To her.
They're my favorite apple.
Well, listen, I want you to have more confidence and eat it when it's fully ripe,
I'm
nice
go
and red.
Cry.
I'm a Microsoft guy. Apple jokes.
Let's go out on that.
Apple jokes.
Let's go out on that win.
That one fell flat.
All right, for the entire Good David football crew.
Vita Vea is voluptuous.
We'll talk to you back from Los Angeles. A grand three shows here in Dallas, Texas. Congratulations to all the guys who just got rich. It was a wonderful
Us.
Time.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you early next week. Until then, for this gang, it's been a thin slice of heaven.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
I wish I could have the best.
Thin slice of heaven.